I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. More than 500 firefighting personnel are still working to contain the Grizzly Creek fire. Officials say there has been no acreage growth or fire movement for several days now. The fire has burned roughly 32,400 acres and is 82% contained. Yesterday afternoon, the Eagle County Sheriff's Office lifted pre-evacuation orders for Coulter Creek and Buck Point Drive. There are currently no other pre-evacuation orders in place for Eagle County. Coffee Pot Road remains closed to public non-residential access. Fire crews report that smoke may be seen over the next 4 to 5 days as pockets of dried vegetation continue to burn inside the control lines. Officials will be holding a live community meeting on the Grizzly Creek Fire Facebook page tonight at 6 p.m. Governor Jared Polis says the state is launching several new efforts to get more families connected to high-speed internet during the coronavirus pandemic. Capitol reporter Scott Franz has more.
About 65,000 students in Colorado still do not have access to the internet at home, which is keeping them from learning remotely. Polis says the state will spend $2 million of federal aid to get more of them connected. He also announced a new T-Mobile program offering free Wi-Fi hotspots to low-income families.
That learning at home component is really more important than ever before. And of course, in school districts where kids are back in school, there are still some families that aren't ready for their kid to return.
Polis says a lack of broadband access is affecting students in both urban and rural districts. In towns like Norwood on the West Slope, some students have had to drive more than an hour during the pandemic to get connected. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Tomorrow is the first Friday of the month, and Carbondale Arts is celebrating with the opening of two new exhibitions by Roaring Fork Valley artists at its R2 Gallery. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has the story.
Tomorrow's event kicks off with an outdoor talk featuring exhibiting artists Brian Colley, Weaver Cohane, and Andrew Roberts Gray. Colley's exhibition is called Self-Reflected Universe. He says it's an introspective body of work that he thinks others will find relatable.
So many people go on different journeys throughout their life, and I feel like there's something in it for everyone because everyone's kind of been there, you know, at some point.
Colley's also the R2 gallery manager and says that Cohane and Roberts Gray's joint exhibition called Parallel is an exciting addition to the space.
Seeing the works that are coming in from both Weaver and Andrew, they go so well with each other and with the work that I'm putting in. It's amazing.
Both collections will be on display throughout the month, and virtual viewing is available on Carbondale Arts' website. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.